Welcome back to Eat at the Table. It's your boy Rico Hundo. You already know the vibes. Listen, we got a dope episode with a very, very great guest. I'm actually really excited to see how this is going to go. You know, I've been seeing him, and I know y'all been seeing him and his team all over the internet. They are actually one of the powerhouses when it comes to the podcast game. All right, and so we always do three icebreakers, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got to ask mine first. You know, first and foremost, wait, are you in a relationship?
I am.
Okay. Let's just exclude that for just 1 minute.
Wait, is the relationship in the room with us?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
So, if you had 24 hours to live, you get the chance to be intimate with any woman. You get 20
person.
A person. You get 24 hours with any person that you choose.
You put me on the spot. I'm a J-Lo dude, B.
Oh, my God.
I'm so proud.
You're
going to have to fight Rico, yeah.
Off the cuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Off the cuff.
That's my dog right now.
That's very funny, because we were literally just talking about that being Rico's answer. Like,
Forever.
What's the second question?
So if you had to do dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, damn. Malcolm X.
Oh, can we get the reason? Why would it be Malcolm X?
He's Malcolm X.
Okay, but can we just hear it though?
Starting from the bottom, so it's relative. And throughout the duration of his life, his transformation was he was a hood nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, real.
Threw it all away.
Scammer.
Gave it all away. To try to uplift humanity. And ultimately gave his life in doing so. You know what I'm saying? He was like real, real, real self. So it's admirable, especially today, these niggas. So.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Okay. I did. Oh.
Here we go.
All right.
I looked to the right too.
So last question is just, you know, you coming home, you wanna kick back, relax, shoes off or whatever, you're gonna have a drink. What's your go-to drink?
I'll drink.
And there we go. So water. I hope you're drinking water.
Tons.
Okay, there we go.
Do you juice?
At all.
Not good for you. I don't either.
I feel like as I get older, I'm gonna try that.
It's been a while. Yeah, I feel like somebody passed away or a special occasion or something, I might take a shot. But I don't really fuck with it. Nah, liquor's nasty. I've never had an alcohol.
You said, are you an alcoholic?
Never. And then... You know, not for nothing. Where I'm from, you really don't want to lose your bearings or you lose your judgment out here. I've seen women get beat up drunk. I've seen niggas get robbed drunk. I've seen anything happen to people that a judgment was a little skewed. I don't really want to go down that.
Wait, so how long has it been? Has it been like years?
Since I've had a drink?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, since you haven't like...
Been an active drinker?
Right.
Oh, like 20 something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so you haven't been drunk in a while.
Yeah, I probably got drunk 15 years. One of my birthdays.
Mm-hmm. Still in.
You psychedelic?
Nah.
This is admirable.
Psychedelic?
I aspire to be like you.
Very, very seldomly. Like, I probably smoke once every 6 months.
That's in that case, here's a follow-up. What is your vice?
Let's say...
That's funny as fuck.
I shop a lot. I spend money like in a bad way. Candy. I'm a candy fan. I probably ate half of that bowl since we've been here.
Where's your dentist?
Where?
Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Karen,
you know what? I mean, I hope you got a good dentist. You can't like that. Nah, you don't work when you're six.
No. Nope. Used to be my vice was I used to like have women, and not in a sexual way. I just used to communicate, like I like talking to people. Women, so I could sit on the phone with a woman in California. I've never even seen her in the phone for hours. Really? So that used to be my thing. Yeah, seriously. Conversion.
So you mentioned earlier that you were starting construction, right? Or contracting or something?
I worked in finance. When I worked in corporate America, I worked in finance.
Okay.
And I started buying houses in my 20s. And my Joe gonna start laughing. But because I tell the same story, but my uncle was a contractor and I learned construction from my uncle, but it tied in directly to what I was doing in the real estate game. Mm-hmm. So I buy houses now. I'm a landlord now. I flip houses now. But I also do 95% of my own construction. So it just was easier for me to become an investor than some other people because I had a construction background.
Okay. That's interesting.
Do you believe in 50-50?
I believe, that's a great question. I believe, yes, I do believe in 50-50 if the circumstances warrant 50-50. If I'm rich and my girl not, then I don't believe in 50-50.
Well, then what do you require her to do? What does she need to bring to the table if she does not, if she's not bringing the income?
The same exact things that she had to do when it was 50-50.
What are those things?
for me, what I might look at for a significant other may not be what somebody else is. So at this stage in my life, your financial, never in my life, finances were never a requirement for me to make you my girl. You see what I'm saying? Like the intangible shit matters way more to me than the tangible. So when I was younger, I was looks driven. I'm not so much looks driven no more. When I was younger, I was money driven or clothes driven. I might not be that anymore. But even in my younger years, yeah, you had to be pretty and have a fat ass, but you also had to be kind. You also had to be smart. You also had to be funny. You also had to be compassionate and unselfish. Those were the main things. The pretty face, the fat ass, it was just icing on the cake. Or those other things were always more important to me. Like a pretty girl to me was a dime a dozen in my youth.
So do you think that women that are not doing the marketing on social media, do you think they have a fair chance, like the women who are doing well on social media? And
they have a fair chance. I think that what you can meet the same nigga in Target that you meet on the gram. You can meet the same nigga in church that you meet on the gram. Women, if you walking outside, y'all get hit on every day, 100 times a day. And now your discernment plays a part in that. That nigga had an Acura. That nigga had a Camry, and you shitted on him. You get what I'm saying? For the nigga that had the S-Class. Y'all didn't give them the same shot or the same opportunity to get to know you better. Not you, I'm saying. You know, but those are your own mistakes. That nigga in Pathmark that had the gym clothes on that was just coming from the gym, or he had some paint on his pants because he was coming from painting his own 3-family house. Y'all shitted on him for the nigga that had the fly shit that lived in an apartment. You get what I'm saying? He might have lived in a dope-ass building in Edgewater, or he might have lived in this dope-ass building. This dude over here had a 3-family in Newark. And in 8 years, that 3-family in Newark led to him having a real estate empire, and y'all shitted on him.
Wait, let's slow down. No, I'm saying because little mama that's a nurse, or she can shit it on too sometimes. So you got to make sure. Really. If she, just because she ain't got no BBL don't mean she ain't got good coochie.
Nurses be fucking, you know,
not like that, but just because.
I think y'all put more stock into that.
No, I think men are giving all of the certain body girls and certain looks more of the attention, and that's why women are so insecure, and that's why women are feeling what? Like wait, they can't come
to men. You can't tell us what we looking for. Hold on.
I want to argue too. Let's argue.
His point is great. You.
Oh, why do so many women feel like they have to get their bodies done?
That's y'all. Because that's on your feed and you consume it.
No, they're competing with women. I mean, so women are thinking that. Oh, you're right. Go ahead. Right?
And gave them the answer. No. If a man is telling you what they like, you can't tell him, no, you're wrong. Y'all like this. The magazines that y'all grew up watching and reading, it's putting that shit in y'all head. We didn't make Mademoiselle. Oh, the nigga might behind it might have. But Mademoiselle, what is it? Mary Claire? I don't know. The woman magazine
Mary
that
Claire?
Y'all grew up.
A woman wants to date you. You just said a pretty face and a fat ass is going to even seal the deal.
I didn't know.
You said it's extra.
Well, I said it.
Bonus.
I said the whole opposite. Look, an average man outside don't know a $40 shoe from a $4,000 shoe. It's, some of us do. I said the average. The average man outside don't care if you got on Steve Madden's or Yves Saint Laurent. He don't. That shit that y'all be competing with on your own. A nigga gonna fuck you if you got a Michael Kors bag or if you got a Birkin.
But
a nigga's gonna fuck you if you in a Honda or if you in a Bentley. Those are not things being put forth by men as requirements, that's y'all competing with each other.
I don't think you're being honest.
But I agree with, I definitely do agree with
Rico,
him.
Rico, you said before, I see it all the time and I hear it all the time. Men are attracted to a woman that's.
Can I tell you something?
But you're talking about somebody who, I've lived a life where I got to experience a lot of wealth. And
see, this is a thing.
So I can tell the difference. Yeah.
Look, niggas are fuck that.
Yeah.
Why them girls not white? All of these girls that they look for on TV, take away Kim Kardashian, take away select few ones, none of them ever got a fucking ring. They who everybody trying to emulate and who everybody trying to be, none of them got a stable household, pardon me. None of them got families with kids and a man, and they out in Dubai as a couple. These same chicks that everybody trying to be in Dubai by their motherfucking self with the sheiks get pissing on them for 25 grand.
True story.
Sheiks is making them fuck their kids for 50 grand. You don't see none of those girls with a man and a house, and they showing themselves on Christmas with the matching pajamas. Very, very few of those same girls that we all want to be have that lifestyle. So y'all trying to find and emulate some shit that ain't even successful. Men not making no girl get no BBL.
Ever.
A chick is making themselves get a BBL to compete with what they think niggas like because of clicks on social media. This girl got 77,000 likes on social media. This skinny chick over here with a decent body got 7 likes. She happier than a motherfucker.
But do you think they do it because of the things they want? Gucci. Like, do you think women are doing it just because they want to? You think the women are getting the BBLs and stuff because they think it comes with money and they just want things? Or you think they're doing it because they want the men?
I think that they insecure. Insecurities are the biggest thing in the world.
She did say insecure.
The biggest thing in the world to me is driving factor is insecurity. Whatever it is, we all have. Mm-hmm. Mine might be different. Yours, we all got them.
Speak for yourself. I'm just joking.
Nice with it. But yeah, I think that those insecurities play on everybody in a different way. I know girls that are married that still go get their body done. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, you beat the game. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm doing it for me. All right. I know girls that
maybe she thinks she'll get cheated on if she don't, or maybe she thinks he'll lust after something else.
Yeah, but that's an insecurity.
That's her own insecurity.
Word.
If you married a nigga because you think he only settled down for you what you look like, you should have not married that nigga.
But nobody is going to be insecurity free. Everybody has insecurities. Everybody's
no, yeah.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, sometimes.
If it's driving you to go under the knife, I know a girl that went to DR, got her body.
She died.
She almost died. She got 2 daughters. She had to stay in the DR for like 38 days, 40 days, because she couldn't get on a plane. Because when you're at high altitude, it opens up the stitches and you bleed and all that shit. She got 2 daughters. So what was more important? You getting your body done for some niggas or you being a quality mother for your kids?
You right. I'm going to cancel my appointment right now.
And y'all was letting men on that. Yo, it's y'all fault that we going under the knife. It's not a nigga's fault.
Because women feel like they're losing.
No, y'all. Let me.
Women are not.
This is for okay. You. Let's be real. At the end of the day.
Women. I don't be talking about my own situation, y'all. I just
okay. Forgot. we have to be real with ourselves. Whether our insecurities drive us, whether we believe men make us insecure to drive us to make the decision is on you.
Sure.
You make the decision. And I think part of it is that we're trying to fucking lie to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Like you men too.
Oh no. what I'm saying is that like people, and I say this all the time, like, it's only one person you can't lie to. You can try your hardest.
Some of these niggas get it off, though. I think they lie.
Yeah, really good.
They believe it.
But you, I'm
We are still making these decisions, whether it was based on bad information, whether it was based on the fact that we did our LexisNexis checks or we did not. It does not matter. Those are still decisions that we made. And I think we as a society have a really hard time saying, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Or I made a decision.
Accountability is the devil. Y'all like, nobody has accountability. And then conversely, I don't want to just keep it on the women. Men too. Yo, oh dog, they won't fuck with no dude that don't got no money. No, those are the girls you target that won't fuck with you because you don't have no money. You get what I'm saying? It's girls out here every single day that are fucking with broke dudes that are, I don't even want to call them broke, that are fucking with middle class, middle earning men every single day are getting girls.
They driving their cars to work.
Targeting the chicks
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Because Jody was doing that.
Jody was slaying.
Jody was beating the coochies up. He was getting breakfast and food made for him. He was
talking about a regular guy. Like a regular accountant, staff accountant somewhere. He not rich, but he not broke. Mm-hmm. He just a good dude. He out here busting his ass, taking penitentiary chances mm-hmm. for some chicks that he shouldn't be aiming for.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's the same. It's men got it, go through it, and women go through it. Y'all out here going under the knife. Niggas out here going under the jail. You get what I'm saying? I just think that we fucked up out here in the relationship circuit based on bad wants.
I think what? That.
Why to blame
just the delete it.
Look, cut that.
Delete that part. Delete it.
I think that one of the things, and I was actually speaking to Rome about this earlier, is that people are competitive. Men are competitive against men. Women are competitive against women. And that's what, for me, is the core of all of it. A man who is not a cool guy will go get the most money so he could be a cool guy.
Overcompensate.
Right?
Yeah.
It's an insecurity.
Security.
But that's his only way to compete, mm-hmm. right? A woman, let's use Aaron as an example, who's smart, intellectual, and...
She was about to go.
And is pretty and good-looking.
Good.
What
I was like, hold on, let me see.
Example. Let me be an example.
I'm trying to make the point.
Brian, I'm like next to him, man. He don't pay Aaron.
I'm trying to make the
point. About eyesight.
Just fuck what you're saying. Anyway.
Yeah, competitive spirit. Look.
Hell right. I know I'm always going to do it. Cut that out.
But a woman who has the intangibles as well as the tangibles won't have to go to the extent of going underneath the knife or being more promiscuous.
So she thinks,
right?
Because them be some of the ones that really be still out here doing the bullshit.
But I'm
guys, saying, I want a BBL.
Wait, hold on.
And I have money. Like,
I'm saying a lot of women compete with sex versus other women. Yeah. So like, okay, if I know that she's prettier than me and maybe she has more morals than me, I'm going to give it up a little easier and undercut the market because a guy is gonna choose to work for me because I'm less work
she
than her.
Play the flute in his ass like I'm gonna do.
I don't know, guys.
And they win. Like those women win. So like that's why you got
winning.
I was about to say, do those women win? Bro. They don't win
in terms of a marriage. No, but I mean like they win in terms of that instant gratification, right? Yeah. So they get that, and that's the recipe for disaster because they continue to do it.
True.
But then they think that they're winning because they're having some type of proven success, right? And they don't change.
And leverage over.
And it's all leveraging, like, because she can't compete.
I don't
think so.
That's a good thing. Bruh, but look. Some type of success. I'm 48 years old, dog. You're 17 years, right? You 31.
Yeah.
The same baddies that you see on the gram that look like they winning, you gonna see them deteriorate in front of your eyes. And guess what they gonna go do? They gonna go get the nigga that makes 60 grand that they could have built a life with before 15 years. I see it every fucking day. Every girl that was on your pitch had a poster on their wall, on your wall up.
No, it's our wall.
Oh my God.
Nah, I didn't have them on my walls.
I know them.
This is my iPhone.
But them, the ones that you grew, King Magazine, what was the other mag? Black, what was the good magazines? All of them.
What about Sports Illustrated?
Smooth. All of them, pal.
I don't even know about that.
What about Playboy?
No, that was white.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Also,
that's fucked up.
Then they also,
because the white ones is getting married, they getting the big run.
They try to tell the youth what they shouldn't do.
True, that because they bump their head. They should come back and tell the girls and the youth what they shouldn't.
So what are the urban women not doing that the white women in the centerfolds was doing?
Because there you go.
Rocks. We gotta talk about it. It's a good conversation. Because why don't they get looked at like the urban bitches that be get? They be all done up. No, cut this off. This is good. This is juicy.
I think it's because she can control that. That's what I think it is.
She's a black dude.
I think she's
got more control over a white man.
Inherent things come with your race. They don't. Masculinity don't come with black men.
I don't know.
It's some bitch-ass black men.
A lot.
Some masculine white men. It's some
docile
white women. It's some hard-nosed white women. It's some docile black women. I think all of those things, for me, just FYI, my girl is white. I just think that all of those things for me just be justifications for people not to look within. Like, I hear a lot of black women say, yo, they only fuck with white and Spanish women because they docile and they let you walk all over them.
I don't
think so. That's not true. No, that's one of the misconceptions. Yeah. That's not true. He just said, yo, white men are not.
They're passive.
They're passive. Yes. It's not true.
It's not.
It's white men out here that are.
Especially the South.
And go crazy. Dog, what's happening to me? I can't really speak to urban America because even I don't like that generalization. I've dated black girls that came from suburban two-family households that don't act nothing like a girl that comes from a one-parent household. I'm talking about how they view the world is different. I could gather certain things from you just on how you speak and what your responses are that would be totally opposite of what somebody else that lived in a different environment and had a different struggle than you. So I don't like when we group black. I don't like when we group whites or group Spanishes. I just think that it's an individual thing. But what I will say is some of those ethnicities and how they grow up in some of those environments, they don't put so much emphasis on material shit. They don't put so much emphasis on physical shit. And so now they are meeting people based on the people and they settling down. So I'll give you an example. You can meet a Spanish girl and you might not be rich. You can meet a white girl and you may not be rich. And she may not necessarily be looking at this dude that got the fucked up sneakers on and immediately dissing him. In our communities, girls look at your sneakers and your teeth before they look at your anything. So if this nigga got busted shoes on, nigga, get away from me.
Teeth?
He could be.
That's not fair because that's not true.
Shoes.
Oh, okay.
Every race is doing it. Every race is merging into one race.
I'm like, if she looks at your teeth, it's fair.
Your teeth is different.
Nails, too.
Shoes. Like, yo, if this dude coming to me with some busted shoes on, he can't get time of day. I'm lying.
No.
I think in some cases, and I think that depends on what that person perceives to be important about those shoes. And but it depends because I may look at it and be like, oh, you don't care enough about how you present yourself to the world. She may look at it as, oh, them sneakers from 5 years ago, you know? So I think.
Does the outfit match?
Listen to this.
I think it just depends.
And in our society, you are saying you don't care about how you present yourself to the world.
Mm-hmm. In our society.
That could be an urban thing. You start to level up into certain levels of society and that money changes. Some of these rich motherfuckers are walking around with shoes that look like they got hit by a truck, got bit by a dog, they got ran over, and they going home to $4 million houses. The shoes are not a priority for them. And we immediately will look at somebody's shoes and say, oh, this busted ass nigga, he broke. He don't care about how he look. No, I care about how I look. I'm just running the Target, ma. And I'm a, get what I'm
saying? Yeah, no, my Target runs be brutal, though.
No, you were saying you perceive somebody by looking at their shoes saying you didn't care enough about how you look coming out the house that you got those on.
No. And maybe I phrased it wrong. So let's say, for instance, we could both, all three of us could have on some ones, right? Mm-hmm. And your ones could be super clean. Mm-hmm. Mine could be busted. Right. Oh, and then they dirty. Mm-hmm. His are busted and dirty. Mm-hmm. And toe.
White girl ones on.
Right.
He's no got the white girl.
Festival ones.
Look like they did a crime on somebody.
Festivals.
Seven times.
They just did Juve in them ones.
Juve.
He's worn them so long that there's no treads on them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. So to some people, they're saying, oh, like, you not even worried about whether you can walk around safely outside in New York and it's snowing. You know what I'm saying? I just think that it varies.
But it doesn't say, you know, none of that says he's a hard worker. That's the issue. You automatically say
he done it now.
Of what?
But I don't think your shoes indicate Wiggins always got a clap.
But then why are we looking at that?
Yeah. What do you mean why? Why
like if you were talking, the shoe was the example.
It's so hard.
Everybody's shoes, that means you got a lot of money.
When you go to the white neighborhoods, them vans and shit, they be having holes in them. They won't let their parents buy them new shit.
That's not true.
You know,
they stay.
My ex-girlfriend.
That's not true. Maybe 20 years ago, that is not true. Today, they want the ones. They want Jordans.
But still, they still be. But
you know, maybe that's a New Jersey thing. But you go to Houston, Texas.
I don't know today's kids.
I swear to God, I was at Bumby's like burger restaurant like when I was home like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Craziest thing. Some suburban white family. I don't know if they suburban, but they look like it did. Soccer mom. She had her Lululemon on or whatever.
Idiot.
And
she did not say
it. Kids all in line, all under 10. All of them had on Jordan 1s.
And there's some white family.
Ridiculous. Not doing that. Yeah. That
part. Some white families that's rich that wouldn't dare buy Lululemon. Mm-hmm. They would take their
but they got assets
and get athletic wear from Target and not spend $160 on no fucking Lululemon. It's all into what somebody's priorities right. were. But the original conversation was, we judging somebody Lululemon off of their sneakers, and that person, especially in Manhattan. Manhattan is a real tricky place because you'll see a white motherfucker in bounce with some Chuck Taylors on and some jeans and a t-shirt.
Millionaire.
Be the heiress to some billion-dollar yep. oil franchise some fucking wear. But because we judging people based on what they wear sometimes, we discounted that person and we not happy with relationships. Because you might have just overlooked that good-ass dude or that good-ass chick based on what they had on materially.
So what's the solution?
We don't have one.
No, we don't.
But I mean,
that's the sad part. That's what I was just thinking.
Look at all the niggas with terrible shoes. Yeah. Women, that's how you gonna get somebody.
Let me tell you.
Make sure their shoes are white.
No, it's not. It's not even that either.
He's saying,
but I would
give a person a chance.
But the thing is this.
That's what I mean.
To you, yo. Like,
I was about to say.
Talk to them.
That's it.
Not, and that's why I'm a fan of internet dating. I'm old. I was around in the Black Planet days and the MySpace yes. days. And
I was there in the MySpace.
You start talking to somebody.
Yeah, you called it internet dating.
Yeah, that's.
You know what sucks? I'm saying it.
But that's not internet dating, though, because when you had MySpace and like all of the like social media back then.
Oh, that's internet dating.
That's what whole.
I mean, no. Traveling. Well, to me, my MySpace, I only had people that I knew on MySpace. I wasn't like talking to random people.
It wasn't cool.
It was cool.
Get off of me.
You had four in your top eight.
ASL or AOL.
Coding.
Yeah.
Get the fire shit.
Fly shit playing in the
stars back. Dropping at the top.
I didn't even know it had the Max B.
Also,
I had every. When you internet date, and I asked her, I told her, damn, you can weed out the people
easily
on conversation alone. Mm-hmm. You start internet dating and you start talking to somebody, some of these niggas can't spell. Nope, they can't get to second base.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm surprised how many women can't spell.
Why are you judging people that can't spell? Yeah.
Because they not for me.
And there's autocorrect. Why are you still spelling shit wrong?
Up shoot.
But you can't though, because that's different. Yeah.
To learn how to spell from his parent.
Not really.
Or school.
You can't go to the PTA. You can't help our kid with homework. You not for me, ma.
I guarantee you, I can spell better than my mama and my daddy.
I believe that.
So, well, you supposed to be better than them anyway.
I'm supposed to be.
But you just said they supposed to teach me.
But you're spelling correctly.
2024. If you can't spell, you may not be for me.
Stop fighting autocorrect.
Anyway,
correct because
it do be wrong because it's learning your wrong word.
And then on top of that, like I remember,
that's true.
I was in the store and I heard this girl say word like she said something to her iPhone, and I thought she said something to me, so I stopped. I was like, "Excuse me?" She's like, "Oh no, I was doing what is it?
Voice note.
Not voice note.
No, but like what is yeah, it? The dictate
speech to text.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, she can't spell." Because
what?
Because if you are asking it, if you say, hey, exercise, it types exercise for you. That means you didn't know how to spell exercise.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe just didn't feel like doing all of that.
Bro, it's one
First
word.
Of all, you, okay.
You don't know how to spell a word. So that,
y'all, you be, y'all, see, people be thinking too deep into everything.
That's what it is. Like, you're a monster. You got to find the core, like the core in the kid.
He's so judgy. I realize y'all are all very judgy.
Assumption is crazy.
Wait.
Okay, no.
It is. You're assuming that they don't know how to spell.
You don't know how to spell.
Amanda and Aaron are very snooty, too. Like, it was just like, you, Aaron and Amanda, y'all are both snooty as hell, too. You're like, if you didn't get yourself together before you came out the house, it's so crazy. Like, I don't know. Like,
wait, what did I say?
She's
I didn't say that.
Too.
What did I
y'all
say?
Y'all are both really snooty, and I would be the person that gets judged the worst. Like, oh, I bet she don't even.
No, but I said I
might be a problem.
I don't dress the best when I go to on my Target runs. I'll be wearing whatever the fuck.
Me too.
You know what was one of the. So,
anybody catch me at Target, I'm fucked.
I'm judging. I be looking like I judge the most.
I feel like catch me at Westchester, you might not know who I am.
Questions on my page lately because I just feel like that's a conversation that a lot of people like to indulge in. So like I'll ask, okay, men, why do you, passport bros, I said, you know, Why are you passport bros? What is outside the country that's not here?
A lot.
And then you have a whole bunch of
it's
people.
It's me trying to side-eye you.
I'm like me. And I'm just like, you don't even know me. I'm a great mom. I have money saved up.
Yeah, but you open that up, like, though. Because, like, you open that up and you know they don't care about your topic.
The country that's not here. I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I want to know. Shit, that's why I'm here asking.
Passport bro over here. Cheaper,
isn't it just cheaper women?
No.
You more that are willing to put up with your shit.
But they're also less Americanized or less first worldish. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Why are we Americanized? Let's really think about it, because I think men say things like that without also adding that we have been traumatized a lot of times for our men. So now we got to live. So now we're talking back and now we don't want to just deal with shit. So if I've been cheated on most of my relationship, or you've been stepping out, or you've been having babies outside of me, or this and that, that's why bitches become masculine.
But that's why they go over there.
I'm going to tell you something, right?
Don't come for me, because I know I'm sensitive.
And in these other countries, right, they got less than you. Right.
Why don't they become?
That's the point.
Why don't they?
They ain't bitter.
No, that's the point. They have less than you. So when you come around, they're just like, I need whatever you got. I'm going to just praise you.
But also, living outside of America is such a simpler life, though.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
I just want to sit on a porch.
By choice. Like.
But no. Not by choice.
No. There's a lot of C50. He kind of got a point. Like, you don't have to have Balenciaga.
Yeah.
You don't have to drive a Benz.
Or desire it.
You have to do those things. I think some of the
vanity
pressures.
So, but it's not even like
America puts on you. By,
I don't have.
Look,
any
I was gonna shoot.
No, yeah, but it's not. It's not like wanting a life of luxury. It's like wanting to come to America for a better life, but you just come here to struggle
and enter the rat race.
That's not true. I've watched, a long time ago, maybe like 15. 20 now, 20 years ago, I went to a remote place in Italy. I thought I was going to fly shit. Mm-hmm. I was miserable. Because I went to a place that wasn't like a tourist place. I went to like real Italy, not Venice, not Rome, not, you know, the fly touristy shit. I went to real Italy. Nobody spoke English, right? I was miserable because nobody spoke English. But I've owned a construction company a long time. And I came back to America. And I had a whole newfound respect for the people from South America that come here. They come here trying to find a better life for them and their kid. And I watched them go from making $80 a day. I paid them. Then they get their skills up, get to $1, $1.20, $1.50, $200. Next thing you know, you see Morocho Brothers on four vans coming down the street. Then they own the houses in Warren. They own the houses in Watchung. They own the houses in areas that we've been here our whole fucking life and we haven't aspired to get to. So they don't come here from other countries and struggle too. They come here and a lot of them are getting going to hospital. Every motherfucker in the hospital got an accent.
But I feel like it was easier for that to be true 20 years ago.
Today.
I actually agree with
today. Go to the hospitals today.
No, not that. She's saying as far as...
No, yeah, like your story, like, I understand. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, I feel like coming here for a better life and to make something of yourself was easier. I feel like...
Easier today.
I feel like today, America is harder. Like,
it's more expensive.
Yeah, but you have more access to things today.
Why do you feel that?
Well, to own a house today is crazy. I feel like even the people that were born here, we struggle.
That's the point I'm making.
And I feel like I can say my age. I'm 26, but like my mom at 26, shut up. My mom at 26, she just bought her own house. She was on her third kid. And I feel like for me to be in that position is like, yeah, hang me, because I cannot.
No, just, I promise you. Was your mother materialistic at 26?
Absolutely not.
Mm. Bingo.
That's a conscious choice.
Yeah.
That's a conscious choice. You are making a choice to buy expensive shit. You are making a choice to spend your money on certain shit that your mother might not have necessarily done, and she put that money away because she had a goal to buy a house.
But do you think that when people come here from other countries, do you think that that's their mindset, that they want that luxury of materialistic shit?
They want the house.
They want the life.
They don't want the Balenciaga. Yeah. So that $1,000 that them sneakers cost, they put that shit up. What's your most expensive pair of shoes?
Tennis.
I mean, I don't know.
Dollar Tree. I don't know.
You don't know what you've spent on a pair of shoes? And you was like, damn, I'm wilding, but fuck it.
I did. I did it, guys. I regret it so much.
I don't know, because honestly, I didn't grow up materialistic because my parents were never that way. No, because I don't know.
She's saying she can't really give you a number because she doesn't.
Is it more than $200?
Value.
Do exactly.
$500 pair of shoes?
Absolutely not.
Okay. You?
Yes.
She just said
she's wearing one.
She's wearing them now. Yo, what are you talking about?
My point is this, right? When the people come from other countries, they'll go to Walmart and wear Walmart jeans.
Happily.
Because they have a goal in mind for them and their families today. Not yesteryear, today.
But you don't think it has anything to do with them being more family oriented? Because I just ain't had the guidance. I don't have a lot of money and then I won't have no guidance.
Their goals are different. They want life to be better. They don't want to look better. They want life to be better. They want their kids' lives to be better. Some of these people come from countries where literally inside their house is compacted dirt. That's the floor that they sleep on. They beat the dirt down till it was real, real hard. So the last thing on their mind is a fucking pair of sneakers.
You never watched 90 Day Fiancé?
It's kind of materialistic to like want tile floors.
Right. You're right.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So the women are better because they are more appreciative.
No, you can be real happy with your just regular concrete. It's clean.
Uh-huh.
They're coming here to get better things.
It's better things. It's not based on things.
I mean, think about like
it is better things.
Y'all never seen 90 Day Fiancé? They're being used.
Education is not a thing. Your kids being able to have better health care and better schooling, those aren't things. Those are things that change the trajectory of your whole entire lineage. It's not a coat. It's not some shoes. It's not some earrings. It's not a car.
Okay, listen.
Quality housing ain't necessarily a thing.
Listen, so again, we're going back to the points that I was making about what things are.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that these people moved out here to Warren and all these other townships, whatever, out here in Jersey. But what's wrong with the concrete floor?
They started with that.
No. Just listen. They want better things. They want tile. They want granite countertops. Mm-hmm. They want elevators in their home. They want circle driveways. They want nice vehicles that don't fucking time out on the freeway. Sure. Those are all things. Mm-hmm. And granted, they are in a better, well, I suppose it's a better school district. That is a consequence of them wanting a better thing, which is that house in that particular township that has higher taxes and everything costs more, so now the school's better. So I don't think you can... Again, when I'm saying better things, I'm not talking about Balenciaga shoes. I'm talking about a home.
But that's not materialism.
A home is not materialistic?
No. It can be if you go to a different extent, of course.
And I said they started off at $80, is what I said. I said they started at $80, worked up to $100, they worked up to $120, $200, and now you see four vans with their company name on the side that allows them to move into better situations for them and their family. It's less crime. It's better schools, it's better food. All of those things are not necessarily materialistic things.
Well, they wives be having BBLs and they be having
they do that
injections and stuff too.
They do that at 40.
So don't act like we just be the only ones that be wanting stuff.
In America, we are privy to certain luxuries.
I know what she's saying. I'm not going to act stupid.
We don't necessarily have the same work ethic that people from other places that really have seen poverty and fucked up shit. They'll walk 17 days to get to the American border.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
We won't walk 5 minutes to go to the store.
I feel you.
Don't say we.
That's exactly.
We talking about
people, as a person who has been lazy and has made excuse after excuse after excuse. Y'all couldn't stop me from talking shit about my son. It's his fault. I got a toddler. Y'all know y'all done heard that excuse a lot. I agree with you 100%, but I do think that social media also affects you because sometimes you just scroll in, you letting time go by. You're just getting into this lazy ass mode of yourself and you're watching everybody else just flourish. And that shit is very sickening and it's a disease. And we gotta stand up, y'all. We gotta stand up. Because you're right.
When we talk about social media, since we're just gonna... Social media as it pertains to relationships, this is what I'm reading right now. Okay, some girl posted on social media, I let social media influence me too much. Last year, I cheated on my ex because I thought he was a bum because he wasn't funding me to have a luxury lifestyle like I see others have on TikTok. The whole time, he was saving money to adopt his nephews. Aw, I want him back, but he hates me now. Girl, you're gone.
She's gonna like, make women look bad so bad. Why would I have to read that?
It is.
We didn't make her look bad. She made her look
right.
Bad.
That's who found terrible. This? Who found this for me to? Okay.
Brie always confessionals.
Brie always gets a pass.
It ties.
I should have read it before. I need it ties.
For materialistic lifestyles, and that's what happened.
And you ruined what foundation that you've probably already been working on. So I think.
Well, just what that what is the. What is being displayed there is the same thing that we're seeing on a day-to-day basis, right? Everybody wants more. And it's a disease. More is definitely a disease. A lot of people who have enough or even have an abundance will lose it all chasing more.
More, right.
And when you see somebody else have more, instead of being happy with what you want, we see people then try to compare themselves and then risk for more. But risk comes with a consequence if you don't get that more. And that's what happens. You know what I'm saying? So if we go back and we circle back, like I was going to say, I just came from Costa Rica a couple weeks ago, right?
Bet you did.
It was amazing, right? So we're all having conversations. I met some dudes that own a couple clubs out there and in Miami. And they're telling me about the life there. And they're like, you know, opening businesses here are great because they're going through all the different things. Then they stop at this one point where they say, everybody in Costa Rica makes $3 an hour. And the price of food is similar to, in that area, Jaco, similar to American prices, groceries, what? So it was like, if the bags of rice went up in price, but your hourly wage is still at $3, a lot of these people can't afford to live.
So what are they doing?
Well, you know, it depends on what you're willing to risk. Some people, you know, might sell drugs. Some people might sell themselves. I don't know. But
so if you came to that country and a woman saw you looking the way you look and she only getting $3 an hour, don't you think she's going to praise you and want to give you everything that you... ask for so that so yes. She is better than woman than me because she's gonna praise you because she needs you.
Let me tell you what else he
That's
said.
Another topic, but I'm just saying.
I had a long conversation with him and he said, and I asked the same thing, and he said, no, you know what the crazy thing is? These women are still broke. They go and they'll get, you know, $2,000-$3,000 in a weekend from dudes, right? That are coming there to spend money on them.
Ooh.
Right? But then they go home to a broke dude and give all the money to the broke house and go nowhere. So it's really not about that. But what I'm trying to say is when it comes to the quality of life, there's only but so far you can go making $3 an hour to a point where you're going to have to start risking different things when you have a family. If you have a child, if you're a guy or a girl and you have a child and you're making $3 an hour and there's no way for you to go up, what are you going to do?
Sell it.
You're going to risk. You're going to make some risks that are going to really be detrimental to your freedom and or health. So now when you want to say, okay, cool, I want to move to America, there's women who will come to America and struggle in America because I'd rather struggle making $20 an hour and live in a nice apartment than make $3 an hour and live in a shack.
Wait, you're saying 20. Let's keep it real about what 12 minimum wage is.
All right, it's $15 an hour, right?
No, it's not.
New York?
New York City.
All right, well.
So I don't know what it is. Which is very different.
Well, Jersey is like $14, right?
Is it more than 15?
So wait, did I hear that you would prefer?
Regardless, it's 5 to 10 times more.
20 is the same.
So did I hear that y'all would prefer the woman that's willing to sell it and bring it back to her family and be...
And I'll tell you why in a second.
You would...
Wait,
that's,
what?
I was just trying to go back to Passport Bros real quick. That was the question that I had. Are y'all willing to go take home the woman that are in other countries that's willing to sell it?
I mean, at this point, you got to think about it, right? There's kids that you see in, like, these commercials.
Is that a yes?
Like, that, like Africa. Uh-huh. Right? And they'll be like, oh, these kids have grown up. You know, unfortunate, et cetera, but you always see them smile, right? You see them happy with what they have. Now, do they want more? Of course. Do they want a better quality life? Yes. But at the same time, how they are is not really as traumatic as we are to ourselves in America. Like, if you have somebody who is sitting there like, all right, I came from the projects, and now they just go out killing everybody, but you have the same kid that might be in, you know, wherever, that has had nothing and living in a little village, but yet they're just working for each other to build each other up. Yes, sir.
The difference is the person in the little village doesn't know that there's a crowd of sneakers around the corner.
I'd say out of mind.
If you live in a close proximity and everybody, how my parents grew up, or your mother will be like, man, when I was little, all of y'all were broke.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the question that you read, all of y'all were broke. Y'all didn't even know y'all were broke because every single person you saw lived along the same lines as you.
Right.
Now these little kids that go to school and your mother might have you with some $40 Nicole Nikes, right? Mm-hmm. She think them Nikes. You got the Cole Nikes on.
Wait, what's Cole Nikes?
Kohl's.
Right? Yeah. But now you go to school and a kid has on $800 Balenciagas. And then the next day he got on a different pair. And the next day he got on some Pradas. And then the next day he got on this. And he got a Mary. And he got all of this stuff. Now he getting all the attention from the girl. You want attention too. So now you modify what you're going to do. Back to your point in the question that you read. You might have a good ass man at home. And he might make, let's say, 80 grand. He might make 70 grand. But he don't take you to Tulum. You never been to Santorini. So you looking at this nigga like he a loser because everybody that you see on the gram is riding a camel in Dubai. You don't know, though. Mm-hmm. You never see that dude. You see them on the camel like, they're the camel.
Mm-hmm. The camel's
got cameras?
Right.
What the fuck is taking these
videos,
pictures?
Right.
You don't know that she did something strange to get to Dubai.
Get to it.
She rode a camel.
Judging your life at the $80,000 dude, thinking that your man is lacking.
But did something strange, as funny as fuck.
Why shit on social media? You don't know that shorty don't got no box spring on her bed. Mm-hmm. She got all this fly shit. She don't got a box spring on her bed. She got $1,000 shoes. She walk up and I don't want to disrespect or insult nobody, but she got $3,000 pocketbooks, $4,000 pocketbooks.
And I got the money in there, too, so don't you say.
Well, her groceries like this.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's a walk up?
In the city. Like Manhattan, you got to walk up 7-8 flights.
Like, no elevator.
Oh,
elevator.
I was about to say, you're not offending anyone here, because we don't.
I mean.
We ain't the only ones.
But, yeah, you see the girl with the BBL with the fat ass. Yeah, she's pretty. Personality is horrible. She's a horrible parent. You can't take her to the PTA meeting. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. This dude with this money, yeah, he got 3-inch dick. And he controlling. And he can't go to your corporate Christmas party because he can't speak to the VPs in the corner because he can't conjugate a verb. So you'll give that away for the Rolex. You'll get that away for the Bentley. But you losing in the end.
And it's temporary because 9 times out of 10.
Is doing that.
9 times out of 10, the people that you're lusting over are not even someone that's going to stick it out through you, or you're not going to end up in a relationship, which is going to be a temporary fuck or a temporary conversation is not there. There is no connection. And that's what the problem is. Everything is lustful. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, for example, if I'm dating somebody, we make a plan together. We, you know, we're planning on getting to that point together. But most of the time, if you're fiending for somebody else's life, you end up fucking that up because you just want to fall into the lust or like what everybody else has going on.
You have instant gratification.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Society, so
anything that come quick.
And y'all young. If y'all got a good dude at home, you got a good chick at home, like you could build with that woman. A lot of times we want the already made built person to walk into, and it'll allow you to leave a quality person alone for this nigga that you think is made, but his personality is shitty. You know what I'm saying? His morals is shitty. Her morals are shitty. The nigga with a couple more dollars, she gonna dump you on your head too, just like she did Roscoe. And she gonna go fuck with him. Like it's just a cycle. So
like we gotta
challenge this one second.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanna challenge this. Is it are we saying the blame is to be put on social media? Or should we be asking our parents, communities, teachers, so on and so forth, dropping the ball when it comes to instilling in this impressionable generation, because it ain't my generation, this impressionable generation, as far as understanding what real life is and like where values should be, because we don't really know what our values are until someone is teaching us and showing us. So where does the blame really lie? Because we were just talking, like whispering to each other, like none of this shit goes on in my life.
Yeah.
How do I look?
Either really old or really young when you say that.
I'm a millennial.
She said, I'm gonna keep it at that. Me too. And it's not fair because
you can blame the people, because
I want to do it, but I don't want to be judged.
Because yo, if that's your ideal of a significant
role model,
based only on this nigga's muscles, then when he uses those muscles, never mind. Yo, he controlling or he violent or he whatever, then because you only were acting with your lusty brain, it's a lot of other things that go into a significant other. And your question was amazing. And I think I wanted to ask how old you are so I can make my point. Can you give me like a range?
32 to 40.
God.
You haven't did drugs?
Occasionally.
Yeah, unprotected sex before.
I take the whole thing?
Oh, no, not really.
Stole some?
Oh, no, not really.
Not really.
Yeah. There's things that everybody in this room, I'm sure, even though not you, child of God, your whole life.
No, I'm not a... No, I'm scared of my mama.
What I'm saying is...
Okay, mister, no liquor, no drugs.
We learn...
You were scared of your mom, not your dad?
We think of it. But your mother and your father and your home life can only go so far. We possibly, and we know people that have had amazing, I know girls that used to roll their skirts up and put them in their bag because they couldn't dress like this in front of their mother. And you catch them at the bus stop and they shit was up here. That came from quality house.
Exactly.
Catholic school girl. Yeah, all of that. So yeah, your parents definitely will take some accountability, but we all know that peer pressure, that pressure is different. And now for them being younger, it's a different level of pressure. So I do think that your parents have some blame, but they can only control you with what they eyes can see. Your daughter could be at school giving out whatever, and you don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, her sister's a principal. You don't know what your kids are doing at school.
She know everything.
You know, you ain't sent them to school like that. You didn't instill those values in that kid. But guess what? Lil Shaniqua is busting it open on the gram. I got to compete with her now. I started selling drugs when I was a kid, and I came from a good household, but my mother couldn't afford the shit that the drug dealers had, and that herein lies the problem.
And I think that's the responsibility of application. Like, once you are old enough, you should know right from wrong. So
sometimes too late.
You can't blame the, I don't think you can blame the person that's marketing, because you have to buy it. I'm just selling it. You ain't got to buy it.
Well, here's the thing, right? I want to touch on what you were saying, Aaron, because I realized that I have a problem.
We know.
And the problem is like, all right, so my son, he gets new clothes and new sneakers, but yet they have, what's it called, uniforms every day, right? But I was like, all right, fine, then I'm gonna just buy you sneakers. I found myself getting mad at him because he keeps wearing the same busted pair of sneakers and you have a whole wardrobe.
Blessing.
Yeah, but like I didn't realize that to just now that I'm actually pushing him towards materialism because I want him to be looked at as if he is of such value because he can have such possession. And I'm the parent. And when I think about it, although we were poor in my life, my mom would work 6 jobs and max out credit cards to make sure her kids look good. Right? So she was kind of pushing materialism on me. And now I'm looking at it, you know, thank God it didn't get to a point where I'm, you know, risking my financial health for material possessions, but I'm pushing it on him too. And, you know, to a point where, you know, the principal called me not too long ago and said he has to stop because he's telling other kids that they're poor. He's like, you know, like we live in a nice building, right? But we still live in an apartment building, but it's a nicer building, right? So he told another kid, you're poor, that's why you live in an apartment.
Why did he say it? That's what I wanted.
And I thought he wasn't wearing the shoes, so why he telling other kids they're poor?
No, but that's probably why he's getting into this conversation, because they're looking at him as equal because he's not dressed as if he's above them.
I mean, I guess you're wherever you come from is like you're taught what your family thinks is important. For example, if we're teaching our kids about clothes rather than fucking knowing about buying properties or taxes, that's where my family messed up, because my goals were completely wrong compared to how they should have been. I should have been worried about
compared to the South
Americans. Yeah, exactly. The South Americans, the Caucasians. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I wish I would have been building family businesses. My family done had plenty of money. We would have ran through mad money. I wish I had something passed down to me. I know I'm happy that now I have the mindset where I'm not going to tell my son, oh, just sports and do this. I'm going to make sure that he's into his books and making sure that he's learning about things that can really help him in real life.
Yeah, but the toxic part that I'm realizing right now, like in this very moment.
Don't let you realize, right, as a parent.
That I'm pushing him towards a position where if he is, for example, he grows up in a great home, but because I don't buy him these things, or maybe because I do, he falls into the group with the wrong people.
Yeah.
So now he's risking his life freedom or, you know, his potential to keep up with people in the wrong crowd. And it really stemmed from me. Mm-hmm. It is stemmed from him. At this point, like, he's actually like, yo, I'm cool with these ones that I beat up. And
he probably has better friends with those ones that are beat up. He's probably hanging out with his friends, smarter crowd.
You know what it is? And nobody's going to say it, but I'm going to say it, right? As a parent, we feel as if our child does not look as good as us, we are not doing our due diligence. But our child doesn't have to be pushed towards materialistic products because we like it. You know, if I buy my son some Gucci sneakers, which I haven't, but let's say I did, and he doesn't want to wear them, I'm not going to force him to wear it from this moment on. You know what I'm saying?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Because I didn't realize it. Like, I get mad because I'm like, yo, bro, sneakers for kids at 9 years old is still $120. Like,
and clothes.
Like, kids, yeah.
2 years old are $90.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, so I'm still spending like regular price sneakers on myself, on him, and it's just collecting dust. Mm-hmm. My daughter? She's a different beast.
May not be his. And the fact that you realize that is dope, because you know what happens? Let's just say, God forbid, you fall on hard times, and the standard of living that I've been accustomed to, and this is where girls get lost with the social media thing, so we can stay on topic. We are from New Jersey?
Living. I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay.
The coolest one that is. So,
you from?
Perth Amboy.
No, I was trying to find a hood in Brooklyn. You're from Crown Heights. Y'all.
Okay.
Right. So I was just giving you something that you can relate to.
Oh, you can give me the Bronx.
All right, the Bronx.
I'll take Flatbush.
Cool. Now you meet this dude from social media, right? He play ball. He brings you out. You're messing with him, right? This your girl. He investing in you, but your relationship breaks up. You're not going back to the Bronx. You're not going back to Crown Heights. You going to find another nigga that can subsidize that same exact lifestyle that you've grown accustomed to. And so now you in a cycle, in a pattern, and you looking at the dude that makes 70 grand, like he ain't shit, because he might not necessarily be able to subsidize your life no more. You get what I'm saying? Like, the bread ain't there no more. So now you looking at everybody less than, when those the real good dudes. The NBA nigga is the nigga that's having threesomes and telling you, so what?
I feel like, okay, I understand. No, I understand your point.
Good guys are doing it too, but I understand.
I understand your point, but I think that I gotta circle the point back to what Aaron said. See,
I don't know. They might be.
I gotta circle the point back to what Aaron said about like how you were raised, because even though I get how social media can influence you to go with that person that, you know, makes more money and, you know, look down at this 70 grand guy. Me personally, I can't do it because I was not raised that way. Like, money is nothing to me. Like, I'm not going to look at somebody and be like, oh, well, he makes this and he does this and he can do something for me and he can give me this and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not materialistic. I've never really looked at money. So I'm never really going to say that this is how I'm going to choose somebody that I want to love.
Say like that.
You're a rarity.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You come from money?
No. I mean, my parents, they make good money. They're not rich. My mom's an MRI tech and my dad's a nurse.
So that might be why your decision make like not, maybe not. Okay. Because the people that come from nothing, once they get a sample or something, it's like, sometimes. Like I got wealthy friends that grew up with money their whole life. They roll out of bed. They don't even barely iron their clothes, bro. And they should be $400 pants. They can barely iron it.
Yeah, like I've had a good, I had a good childhood. I have a good life. I've never struggled. My family, we've never struggled. I was given everything that I've ever needed.
Not gonna lie.
As a child. So it's not like I came from nothing. So I'm like eager to find anyone that is able to give me more.
That's dope.
Pretty much.
They did.
And you had a two-parent household with both of
you. Yeah.
Medical field.
That part.
Exponential plus.
Well, I've been sampling.
Nothing wrong with it.
I'm the opposite.
So there's this one song Jadakiss said, and I've always struggled to answer this question. I think it's probably the best question, right? He said, I don't know what's worse, to get it and lose it or to never get it.
Oh, my God.
And I struggle with that, right? Because sometimes I teeter between out of sight, out of mind is dope. But then again, some people will argue if you experienced it, it's good. But when you experience it,
you don't want to go back.
The hardest thing to do
is not have
to go back.
I agree.
And
what's can I talk about it? Because it's an addiction.
Before you do that, put that into like real life terms for the audience. And this is just only for like consumption's sake. So like, if you grew up eating bag cereal, I don't know if they still have bag cereal.
They definitely do.
Okay. So
what is that, like fake cereal? What do you mean bad cereal?
Bagged.
Oh, bags.
In the bag.
Cereal.
Oh. That box.
How old that is, right?
How else does cereal come?
Shout out to your parents. Going on with the cereal in a bag is full circles. Not loops.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's what I meant by fake cereal.
Honey, like, it's stuck with a fruit.
Honey O's.
Right.
With one wing.
See? Sorry, that threw me off.
But if you came up,
you grew up eating bag cereal, right? And then finally you're out on your own, you're 18, 19 in college, and you have a little access to money, whether it's your scholarships or your refund check or whatever. Now you done got a taste of them real Fruit Loops. Never.
But that's how women feel with dating.
That's what happens with women in dating.
That's what I'm saying. I've been sampling, and I had
Wagyu. I ain't going back to the fucking.
Who you telling? K5. Those cows are massaged. It don't even taste.
What happened?
It's the meat is tough.
But what happened? Look, with the carryover to that is the men that can't provide that, and you look at them like they are not.
No, honey. Let me tell you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Because that's where we're getting it fucked up. We're thinking, oh, these men are being looked over. No, these men are not just being, oh, you can't do for me, so I'm not going. No, they're getting a chance too. But they're also dogs. I'm keeping it a bug. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to dog me out. You're not going to dog me out and be shitting on me. And then on top of that,
I'm 70,000.
And your car almost didn't start today. Like, we're not doing that. And then on top of that, I'm going to have my own. So I've tried multiple times to deal with people who, were lacking and slacking and dating potential and hoping that they would do better. But then on top of that, you fucking around with somebody that ain't even on my level and I'm giving you a chance. I shouldn't even be giving you this chance. I'm giving you a chance because I am better than that. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I am better than that.
I'm giving you a chance.
I'm giving you a chance and you fucking it up because you want to be a hoe ass. And you ain't appreciating what you got. Let's really keep it a buck. Men are still going to be men. No matter what level. No, that's not true. I'm saying that it doesn't matter.
How was she saying?
Rex Man cheated on you. You gotta take the L and chill. But if a broke nigga,
I never said I was gonna chill.
How dare it, broke nigga?
Hold on, she didn't say that.
Y'all are so nasty.
She didn't say she was gonna take the L.
She didn't say she was gonna take the L. But she definitely hinted at, I'd rather cry in a Rolls Royce than cry in a Honda.
Hey, if I said that, then that's what I said.
I was about to say it. What's wrong with that?
That's all right.
You shouldn't want to
cry. I like the smell of leather.
That part.
You shouldn't want to cry.
That's usually, see?
Exactly. It's not, but just what I...
But that's usually my response, too. That's usually my response.
Are you going to be honest? All three?
I'm always honest. It hurts, but I could do it.
She's going to be honest.
Probability thing, because, of course, there's not just one...
I heard that.
...thing that is gonna apply to everybody.
Absolutely.
The probability of finding a quality man, whatever your definition of quality is,
six
whatever
figures.
Your attributes are, whatever your characteristics, pardon me, that you want in a quality man, what is the probability of finding them in the nigga that's up here financially, the nigga that's right here financially? Be honest.
I can give, what is the probability? Say that one more time. What is the probability?
The probability of finding a quality man. Whatever your definition of quality may be, the wealthy man, because I don't even want this to always fall on money, but fell here. The wealthy man or the average income earning man. What is the probability of finding a quality man?
The probability is zero because let me tell you, I loved a truck driver, y'all. My ex, I loved a truck driver. To me, he had a wonderful mother, a wonderful father. I helped him to be a better dad because I'm just like, yo, you got to handle your, like, I loved this man who was a truck driver and he was basically staying with me and me and him just were madly in love. Why this man was doing what he was doing to me, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I thought that he was a quality man. Mm-hmm. Then we fast forward to a person where I'm just like, all right, they have their shit together. And I feel like you just can't, you're going to get the same thing on both sides.
You ain't asking my question?
Okay, I probably didn't.
No.
Broke niggas cheat.
Yeah.
Broke niggas be fucking niggas.
And they be wanting your tax money and everything.
Let me flip that.
Okay.
See? What I'm saying is this. The richer the man, the more handsome the man, the more well put together the man may be. Will we all be in agreement that they have a ton of options?
Very true.
Yeah. Okay. He was finding a motherfucker.
Look, so the dude that's 6'3", with the good dick, that dresses nice, that's charismatic, articulate, got a sense of humor, got some bread. Dog, they beating this nigga's door down with a stick. So his option pool is limitless. Mm. The dude that just might be a handsome nigga with some good dick and he a little broke, he don't have as many options.
He be having options. Y'all don't know.
No, they got
it. Ain't you. They be having options too.
He hangs out with this.
You was getting coochie.
A lot of it too.
Was you being faithful? Exactly. You wasn't being faithful to no one coochie. And you.
The scenarios, the probability to have that dude with the no money come home every day, start to be a better man in his. Y'all still in y'all 20. So the niggas out here running rampant in their 20. It's hard to find a dude that's just gone.
Are you?
Shut up.
Say that to Jada.
No, because she made a face.
Pool's fucked up for men and women. They got pee in the pool. I'm just saying that.
There's little turds up in there from what I hear.
I mean, men and women, because the women are worse now. It's to the point the women are really fucking the game up worse.
A shit ton of options from social media.
No.
Have you lived in Perf Amboy? In the 90s.
We been was Instagram. Everybody was
fucking. You lived in Perf Amboy in the 90s. It wasn't no gram. You tried to find the best girl or the best dude within a 10-mile radius of where you live.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't one.
Now, with social media, you could meet and date a nigga in Indiana.
Let me fly you out.
Yeah.
But that's the crazy part, because growing up back then, number one rule is you never trust the out-of-town girl. Right? What? The out-of-town girl was usually the hoes in that town that tried to come over and play St. Mary in our town, and you bit the bait.
We dinosaurs, yo. You fucking me up. We aim for the out-of-town.
Yeah. Nah, no.
That's less stress.
I wanted to be in a suburb so bad. Word. They wanted them girls.
I was a suburb girl. They love me in the hood.
We learned from y'all mistake. We're like, oh, bro, this one is really a thought. But we didn't know because we didn't know we had no history on her. So now it's still the same way, except for now, instead of driving down the street, they taking a plane over to the next state. And they're pretending to be that there's something that they're not. And you got guys doing it. You got girls doing it. And then next thing you know, nobody knows anybody. Nobody knows anything about where they really come from, how they really were. Nobody knows about their real family background.
Because you don't like to talk to girls.
Exactly.
I'm not their therapist, though. I ain't that therapist, though.
Because why you don't know? Why you don't know?
Because they lie anyways, but regardless.
And Enrico, and I know you're saying that people don't know each other. I just want to point this out. And I think this came up last week with old girl and like the why did I get married situation or whatever, or who did I marry? I just want to let everybody out here know this is a cheat code. If you are going to involve yourself with somebody, do a background check. It is not that hard. It's literally
like a real one.
Yes.
But that should be skewed too.
No. I'm talking about a real background check. You can see
like their finances and their history, like
criminal history.
Don't do a background check on me. Relax.
What they owe.
I'm not who I was.
Who had been married.
Why are you giving
like literally this is literally how I like vet my tenants. So
I think that's dope.
I mean, but that's a real reason to give somebody a background check, though.
Yeah, like,
thank you.
So let me ask you a question, right? If we ran let's just hypothetically, we're going to create a scenario. Let's say, God forbid, your husband was beat, right? And you stabbed him and you killed him. Mm-hmm. Now somebody, fast forward, goes, you're looking for an apartment and they run this shit on you. You got a manslaughter charge. That is a skewed thing because that record don't speak to who you are or speak to your circumstance.
But if you really want to know why there's a manslaughter charge
on my manslaughter, she can't rent from me. I ain't going to necessarily go read the 40-page court document.
Well, somebody really not going to mention the fact that they got a manslaughter charge.
Yeah, but she's
charge,
talking about doing
though.
Background check, so that's not going to avoid, yeah.
And I ain't going to go read
that
age.
But see, I am. No, she's a lawyer.
Motherfuckers, I want my apartment. I'm going to the next one.
The easiest one.
No, this is all I'm saying. You're saying that's skewed First of all, I think that is like an anomaly. Most people not running around here. Raise your hand if you got a manslaughter charge. Anybody in here? It's 10 people in here.
I've been manslaughtering the pussy.
Like I said, that is a one-off
shit like that.
But what I'm saying is that if you don't want to fall into the water with the piss and the turds in it, spend the $10, $20 and get a background check on them. Go get you a friend that's a lawyer, a little law school friend of somebody. Got to be a law school in y'all town. Ask them to run it on their LexisNexis. It's free, and they get the version that has all the bells and whistles for free. Get them $10, and then they can do the background check. I promise you.
If you're in law school,
listen, I have a friend right now. She does not go out on a date with somebody unless she, like, looks into them first. And she said it is.
She's single than a motherfucker right now. Yeah.
Can I say something
real quick? Single.
After you finish brush your hair.
She's going to be back around.
Is it? Yeah, I had to. Because you don't know them. They grimy.
Oh, yeah, because they don't tell you.
They grimy out here.
They don't tell you when you're looking fucked up on camera.
You could have the white around your lip. They don't say nothing.
I will tell you. I'm sitting right now.
I have a question.
So,
is it that the pond has piss and turds in it? Or is it that
the pool?
We're a little too, like, because I'm trying to figure out, is it hard dating or are we just a little bit too fucking busy?
I think that you guys have selective red flags. And it depends upon if he's got money.
No.
He looks good. Or she looks good. You avoid all that. So I feel you on the background check. That sounds beautiful. But if you've been searching for a while and this magical man slid in your DM and he's saying all the shit that you want to hear, you're going to skip that usual process for that man that.
And you go look at his pictures and he done jumped off of Mount Everest.
That's it. And you always wanted to do it.
He jumped off Mount
Everest. He jet skiing it.
With a six pack.
Look at St. Bart's over here for Yacht Week and the New Year. Like, dog, we see it. And certain shit will definitely get ignored. Yo, Shorty's body is crazy.
Yep.
Shoe game is crazy. Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even see her face.
A lawyer.
We didn't even see her face.
Listen. A lawyer, all of those things, you definitely start to ignore some of the red flags.
The piss and honestly, the shit. You can't even get to know anybody now, though. The piss and the shit in the water for me is, yo, especially the type of men I like, they do not have the time. These motherfuckers is working. One owns a hedge fund. The other one is like signing artists or whatever.
But and that's
like,
what you want, though. You want
goddamn time.
You want that quality man.
But they're not being able to communicate properly. I have a child. I'm working. I have responsibilities. And I feel like maybe that's the problem. Like, people are not able to. They don't have time to date. We don't have time.
Hard to quote.
What? Do y'all feel like y'all got time to date? I don't have enough time.
Money. Don't have time.
That's true.
The niggas with the time may not have money. You
gotta work together.
Choose which one.
You make time.
Who to you? Or you gonna find a
That's
nigga
the only
in the
quote.
Middle that has a little bit of both.
I don't have time either.
But you know what? For the guys, right?
Uh-oh.
If we're doing a red flag check, my thing is I don't even trust girls with a lot of jewelry and no work sense on her Instagram.
No work what?
Sense. Like she has no sense of work. Like, she's not a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't, like, you don't even, like, there's nothing.
How do you have to show that?
You got to see that on her Instagram?
Look, because my thing is this. A lot of people.
My Instagram is different.
I work at Walgreens.
Like, you're not.
Here's my uniform.
You're not walking around with a Cartier. Yeah, you're not walking around with a Cartier at Walgreens. Like, these different things. Like, because people.
I wore my little nice watch up here one day, and he called me out, so I stopped wearing it.
But the difference is, though. But
so girls can't get gifts now.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah, so you're gifts, you doing something strange for some change.
And those
that's
gifts, thank you. So those gifts don't add up with your real life, right? So like if my real life if your real life is, let's say you are somebody who's a lawyer, or maybe you are somebody who just is a doctor of some sort, and maybe I might not know your life, but in the initial conversation that I have with you, and I'm figuring out we're going to vetting. Oh, what do you do for a living? And she said, yo, you get where I'm going. If she does not have an actual job, that is going to be a key indicator that a lot of the things that she's getting is either given or she's doing something strange for a piece of change.
Or scam. Well, I feel like people make too much assumptions.
And with
because
that
obviously,
said, are you
this
stopping?
Is somebody that is too invested in social media.
Say that. Are you
because
stopping?
Why are you looking for me to be a lawyer on my Instagram page?
No, we're not.
No. Okay, hold on. I know that's not what he's saying, but you're looking too much for something that's on Instagram or on social media. Because earlier yesterday,
last night, Rico said, why is Amanda always late? She don't even got a job.
I heard that.
I have a business. I was super offended. Like, what the fuck you mean? I don't even like no. Like
I don't
know.
I don't
work for anyone, but I have my own business. So yes, I'm able to be busy. If I came here with a Cartier bracelet, I paid for that shit. So you're gonna assume that somebody else gave me that shit because I have a Cartier bracelet.
I bought my own.
Communicating with Amanda, and I said, what do you do? You say,
I own my own business.
That's great.
And I said, what is it?
Amazon.
I'm a cake decorator. I do cakes.
Decorator.
Yes.
Ooh, those cakes are expensive. Now he's saying there's a tie-in to you having on a $60,000 watch that justifies how you got the watch. As opposed to, I work at Wendy's. No disrespect to anybody that works at Wendy's, but now I work at Wendy's. It's not, the number's not mathing how you got a $60,000 watch on and you make $45,000 a year. He's saying the two things don't correlate, and so now you must be doing some side ventures on...
What a nice word.
Venture.
That's crazy, because I don't really show what I be doing, and I feel like I'm going to get attacked, though.
You might have some side...
Okay, well, let's just sidebar. That is $60,000? That's how much the bracelet is? $60,000?
Cartier.
Okay, just had to clarify. Didn't know.
The thing is this, people with money in our community.
In our community.
In our community, people with money tend to try to showcase money to some extent.
True.
Whether it be their car, whether it be their clothes, whether it be their jewelry.
Why are they doing that, Rick?
For validation, I believe. And just really...
to get some action.
I think it's just validate. Like, Well, girls, why did they...
Please stop. Please. Please.
I think, yo...
We have beef?
little waggy.
Not on cubes.
A little deep.
Not
shredded.
Gravy, not it. Smother down right.
You gotta hide it.
She from the south.
Down real good on top of some rice now.
Right? I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, don't hate the steak. Don't hate the steak, Laura.
Little pepper steak.
Thank you.
Listen, you used to
just fine.
The noodles used to bust before the pasta started getting, you know?
No, they call it ramen now.
I have
it's been called ramen.
See, I don't have whatever. Ramen in my house now.
I've never eaten ramen
PTSD
noodles.
To that. I don't even want to look at it.
Prior to me getting on that podcast, I might have had 20 posts, 50, 40 posts on social media. That's not really what I do. I'm more arguably the biggest urban platform in the world. Publicist, she be mad as fuck at me. Like, I would, dog, what are you doing? Because I don't, it's not who I am as a person.
No, I agree. That's what I try to tell them. That's what I've been trying to tell him.
Market yourself. You don't have to market yourself. If you fall victim and succumb to the pressures of doing that, then yeah, you might be looking for something.
I can't.
I got no muscles.
Right. You know, and I eat too much. I can't.
Look, I don't got no muscles. So. If I was on there with my tank top on, I might be shooting a shot. But he doing it for work, allegedly. Right?
Allegedly.
OnlyFans.
Work-life balance.
Because we have an unlimited amount of customers. If we want to use it as a marketplace, you have an unlimited amount of customers. That weighs down the value of all the products being offered. The NFL, because it's only 32 teams, get the creme de la creme of athletes. Now when you spread that shit out, right? Now you got this motherfucker that couldn't make a team being a starting quarterback on a team. Right. So that same dude on social media that couldn't start for you.
Mm-hmm. He's
that dude killing him out here.
Yeah.
And they think that he a star.
That couldn't get a starting job over here.
They needed the marketing.
He's cracking him over here.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So now when you venture off to the topic into these relationships, when you open yourself up, you get, because you're, in my opinion, your values are skewed or what you're looking for may be skewed. You might have left the good girl alone to go fuck with the girl that couldn't get a starting team over here mistakenly. Yeah. Like, yo, your grass is green on the other side.
Yeah.
But when it rained, that shit was paint. That shit brown over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it had a fat ass, but it's brown grass. That ain't good grass.
Yep. I wanted to actually say something in regards to that. If we're using the same analogy as basically this is a marketing place, right, or platform, and we're all doing our own self-marketing to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that the dating pool is what it is, and it always has been what it is. Yep. Yeah. But nowadays, more than ever, people don't know how to shop. People waste food. People buy food and never eat it.
Fast food.
People buy fast food. People buy clothes that they never wear. People, like, every day, in every single way, you buy, not you, but people buy the products that they don't need or products that they shouldn't be having. And you make poor decision choices of what you invest in. And then you take that same mindset and try to invest it into the dating pool, and you're buying the wrong marketing people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the Wendy's. The shit might taste good, but it ain't, it ain't really fucking sustaining. It ain't soul food.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't soul food.
It ain't real food.
Yeah, true.
There's no nourishment. There's no quality, no value.
So then the people.
I feel attacked. I'm a terrible consumer. I'm buying everything. I'll try that.
And now the Wendy's got jewelry on. Right, so now it's like, wait, Wendy's got jewelry?
Word.
Right.
So now Wendy's gotta be STK.
Yeah,
y'all eating that pork? That's the thing.
But that's the whole swan.
And they doubling down on the bacon.
Chick-fil-A sauce. The condiments is now the jewelry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got the Polynesian sauce. So it's exclusive. This is Chick-fil-A. All right, but it's still fast food. It's just better than the other fast foods.
And you gave away that good old cube steak with the Wagyu because you thought the Wagyu was banging.
But if everybody's becoming a consumer, if everybody's getting in the market, what is good anymore?
You have to make that choice for yourself, though.
Who
you shopping for?
For 2 hours.
And
exactly. What is quality versus what ain't.
But they don't know it, is what I'm saying.
You don't even talk.
Right.
I was about to say, once you have a conversation with someone, it's easy to differentiate what's real and what's not. Like, it's real easy.
Because some motherfuckers.
People are really good. I was like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Only the good be good.
Somebody's.
I'm great.
My friend Joe, if you talked to that nigga for another week or two, you would have never gave him no pussy.
Mm.
If you talked to him for another. Women in here can attest to that. I don't.
You know, you can only keep it up for so long.
I was about to say, they're going to fumble.
Another 2 weeks, a weed out, most of them.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Some niggas is good. Like, some niggas just good at what they do. But.
Right. It took Risa Tisa how long? It took Risa Tisa a long time.
She did that to herself.
She's a fool.
Right.
I just had a question just to circle back to, like, Jada's rant before. Just Miranda. As an older male who has been through the MySpace days and the original match and things like that, and we had to talk to women and we had to ask their fathers or their parents to so come outside. Do y'all women that say that there's piss in the dating pool, do y'all ever find like an older male mentor and speak to that person?
I don't date younger men.
No. That's not a question.
Yo.
I'm asking.
You're right. Sorry. I don't listen.
Do you ever seek a person who you deem as a good man outside of attraction to ask them for information?
No, I talk to my uncle is about like 11 years older than me. And we talk about relationship stuff all the time.
You're talking about 40 and up, right? If you want.
So there's a number on it.
It's up to Aaron all the time.
I'll go with
I'm saying throw some.
No, he's not 28.
If anything.
First of all, I'm about to be 27. So that's great.
Throw some wisdom. Right? And just speak to that person how we originally started, as speaking to that person outside of attraction, just to pick that person's brain, and then they will tell you what men, the men that you want, the good men, right? Because we done ran through y'all in our 20s, ran through y'all in our 30s. Now we chilling, we got our girl, we trying to do right, and we will tell you the game. I don't think y'all seek us as friends.
I actually, one of my best friends is actually
don't seek me
much older than me, but the thing is, he's not black, so.
What that got to do with being a man?
My attraction is more to, I would like a husband that, you know.
I think she's saying the perspective.
What's the perspective of wisdom, though? I'm talking about wisdom.
Yeah, of wisdom from a completely different upbringing, lifestyle, completely different everything. That person is an actuary. So that person has lived a completely different lifestyle, but they're extremely intelligent. We have mind-blowing conversations, but our connection and our conversations don't really. I'm not having the same conversation with men that you know.
Well, you can still draw something from those conversations. And
I
bring
draw
it back
things
to
from those
world.
Conversations, but it's hard to. What I've been saying this whole time, it's hard to communicate with men these days. That's what I'm trying to say. It is. He even said it himself. He even said
Rico is 30.
He
doesn't.
Okay, but what I'm saying, and again, is just that it is hard to communicate with men.
Rome said, "I'm a real man."
He handsome. The nigga could talk rings around the girl, so he don't have to talk much.
Laps.
Rico is also in a relationship. Rico is also in a relationship, and he also, you know, he has his family. He's doing well. Okay, great. Now, like.
But to be honest, when I struck, because I didn't have a father, so I didn't really know how to do that dynamic. And I turned to older people, such as Alan is one of those people. That I was like, yo, what do I do?
And how as do a 40-year-old who has life experience and isn't saying that the dating pool has pissed because he's got his setup together.
Yeah, so like,
and he can tell you the pitfalls to avoid. But y'all want to go out and seek these fucking NBA players.
No.
Just want to fuck y'all.
No, that is not even, why do y'all violate us so much?
I don't think it's that. I think sometimes.
I feel like that's crazy.
I'm saying that.
That's
sorry.
Crazy. Rome, I think you're a little hurt, Rome.
I'm not hurt. I'm saying I'm fucking smart. Come talk to me. I'm fucking smart.
Ask him. That is why.
I got mad wisdom, and you could tell me three lines from what happened with this dude, and I could tell you exactly what you fucked up. But y'all don't seek that wisdom. No, y'all seek the attention.
Purposefully and ignorantly run the red flag in hopes that it pans out. You know this nigga ain't shit. You know this girl.
That is true.
A lot of
I do that a lot.
A man will be like, yo, dog, don't fuck with Shorty. Shorty, bad news.
And still do it.
And you're going to be like, nah. You're going to still do it. The girls don't really want to hear, don't fuck with that dude. They don't.
I can change him.
They all want to.
Took me to Paris on a.
I'm not going to change nobody.
Girl, he cooks up. Fam, don't fuck with that dude. They don't want to hear it. So they're not going to seek quality counsel. They're going to fuck with their girlfriend. That'd be like girl.
A single girlfriend.
Girl, step on a cat. Yeah.
I think people just don't want to, they deny that they want to have a good time.
You're going to call it.
Yeah, it's settling just down. It's a good time right now.
Everybody wants to have a good time. People think, people think they want to settle down.
Hopeful. They do hopeful dating.
No, people are not.
Hope that this.
They hope. That's true.
Yeah. But one.
As much as we say we want to settle down.
But one.
You're lying.
By the other, right? The fun provides the hope.
Settling down ain't lit.
Settling down don't be fun all the time.
Really
but you can get to,
I love it.
You can get to where you know.
It's got moments, but it's not.
It's got moments.
It's got moments.
There's no threat. What?
I know. I didn't say that.
Don't add a kid in there. One night a week.
Don't say that.
Don't add a kid in
there. You got to really be with your best friend. Like, okay, I know how to deal with your energy.
Me too.
You know, right.
Like, why would I be out?
They want to be outside.
Yeah.
He said me too.
You see,
I want to go take a nap.
Home, dog.
Word.
Yeah,
I got a 17-month-old. I'm going home.
Oh yeah,
so you know.
But I was outside to the 10th hour. Like it's hard to find somebody that have done what I've done outside. So what I'm speaking from both perspectives.
The wisdom.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
The life experiences that I have are.
We got you, Rome.
It's like a culture shock. To be honest, I'm still adjusting
to being in the house.
What?
It's different.
I'd be like.
You find a longing. You be wanting to be outside.
Swinging at air.
Get a nanny.
What? Pergola on Mondays?
No matter what. And see, Pergola, I'm like, if I see Pergola on Mondays, that's what it is.
It's not even a minute. It's like, sheesh.
It's so crazy because when you're in a long-term relationship, you don't appreciate it as much. When you're out in the street, we're never satisfied, it seems. You know what I'm saying? Because now that I'm single, I'm happy for the freedom. And then, boom, I'm like, these guys suck. Like,
on them cold, rainy nights.
Mm.
And you're literally like, can I call you Rose? Like, bitch, if I see you one more time, Rose. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm going to make it quick because it's going to be a quick question. This your first baby? Do the relationship change a lot after you have kids? Do you think the children change the relationship? And do you feel like it almost ruins the relationship or does it make it better?
Not ruined. things will change. They should change. I'm 48. I had my first daughter when I was 40.
With the same woman?
I wasn't in a
relationship. That's what I want to talk about.
I wasn't in a relationship with my first daughter's mom. My second daughter, I'm in an active relationship. So it's drastically different. Being a parent is going to change you.
Mm-hmm.
So because it drastically changes you, it has no choice but to change your relationship with your different person. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that the mother kind of like becomes a different person because of like...
I hope so.
No, but I'm saying like, do you think that the mothers are can be more pushing away of like in the relationship, like they can push you away, like not give you the attention you need? Or what do you think changes like What is the biggest change?
I think that might be an individual thing.
No. Right?
And again, I think that's some selfish bitch nigga shit. If you want, if you competing with your kid's attention. Like, I would hope that my daughter's mother is more attentive to my child than me. I would hope so. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think that's some sucker shit. Again, you gonna change. Like, having a child, if I knew then how it felt to have a child, I probably would have had a bunch more kids. Mm-hmm. Is that dope to me? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if my girl don't change after we have a kid, you selfless when you thinking about your child. Like, you won't even think about jumping in front of a train.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, it's not even like, so if your girl is the same girl that she was prior to you having a child, I think that's a big problem.
Do you think that it's more difficult, like, for, like, okay, so a child comes into the situation. Am I dragging it? Okay, sorry, forget it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm gonna call TMU. Do you think?
So just, I guess, what was your transition like from business? You said you're in finance and then into real estate investing. Like, what was the transition like into the podcasting space?
I stumbled into it, actually. Like, Joe Budden and I have been friends for decades now.
When he was pump it up, huh?
Yeah, like, right? So,
I used to be mad. We're just Vendetta.
Like, we just already friends. So, Joe and I argue off camera as hard and as much as we argue on camera. So, when you see us arguing, that's organic. For me, I'm a talker, right? It wasn't a hard thing. The hardest part for me was the cameras and talking to strangers. I'm super shy by nature. So that was a hard thing for me, to just be on a national platform. Like, that's still hard, to be honest with you. That's still hard for me. But, the podcasting thing, it is really just talking about some shit you know about or some shit that you learned about and giving your own opinion. I think that, some of the best podcasters that I've seen are diverse. So the diversity to me, I think, is maybe my biggest strength. Like, I could talk about sports passionately. I could talk about relationships passionately. I could talk about business. I could talk about parenting. I could talk about a whole bunch of shit and lend my perspective to it. A lot of people can't. Like, you could take some of the best. If you watch First Take Stephen A. Smith, that's podcasting. Mm-hmm. They're just podcasting about one thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just sports. You listen to certain platforms, it's really all the same. I don't even really like the podcast moniker anymore, because you broadcast, they limit us by saying podcast. Mm-hmm. But if you love talking, it's like a fish in water. Like, it wasn't really a hard transition for me. And again, I've known Ice for double digit years. I've known Joe for double digit years. I've known Parks via them for a long time. So for me, once I got over the camera thing, it's just me kicking it with my niggas and with cameras and lights. Wasn't hard.
Be up there split?
No. It depends.
The lights kind of get me.
You know? Yeah, they will. No, it depends. Yeah. It's hot in here. but that it wasn't really, really a hard transition for me. Just to talk.
That's dope. Yeah. So do you feel like you made a good choice making that transition?
Yeah, I got out of my own way. Joe's been trying to get me to do a show for 7 to 8 years of my own. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to be the entertainment dude. I'm shy, literally. So when you forced to do some shit, I got pushed in the fire helping my man when they had a separation. And I'm happy. I'm not regretful at all. I think, I was forced to get out my own way and see where it goes.
Tell us about your clothing line.
I wouldn't even necessarily call it a line, but
okay, your T-shirt line,
your brand.
Oh, don't say T-shirt.
I'm joking.
Nah, the platform is pretty big, and I have a bunch of like slogans or stuff that I say often on the show. So a bunch of the fans are like, yo, we need merch, we need merch, we need merch. Like, all right, let me try in. And then a lot of artists, they'll send me shit, like they'll send you mad shit. Yo, what about this? What about that? Like, one of my phrases on the show is, like, when I'm arguing, I'll be like, I'm going to crack your muffin. It was just something I said to a dude one day, and everybody started laughing. And so, they'll be playing jokes. Like, if me and you get in a debate, and I'm winning the debate, they'll play the Muffin Man music. Like, they'll play the Muffin Man
music.
That's
cool.
So, they start being like, yo, that's like my thing, one of my tags. So dudes, fans literally just started sending me merch. I mean, or designs. And like, yo, you should put this on a t-shirt. You should do this. You should do that. And I start, and like, yo, I'm enterprising. Let me see where it lands. And me trying to gather up a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or two, my brain just start racing, and it turned into like literally damn near clothing line.
That's cool. When is it launching?
It's out.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'll officially probably launch. Is that ish.store.
Okay. Did you bring us a sock or?
Sock.
Is that one of your sweaters?
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah, what's the motivation behind the design?
I own a couple businesses, right? So when I set up the LLC, you know, set up LLC, man, mm-hmm. easy. Mm-hmm. I'm just extra. So when I set up the LLC, and nowadays you can set up LLC and they got the kids out here in your age group we have that could get corporate funding and branding and all of those things. True. So if you set up a company or a business, it's good if you try to create an identity for it. So for all of my companies, even companies I haven't even used, I got a logo, I got colors, I got a scheme, I got a slogan or whatever the case may be, just so that if I go sit in front of a bank with this four-year-old company that I never used, I could get funding for that company. I got a logo, I got a brand, I got all of these things attached to it. Again, never made a dollar, but the presentation is fly. You get what I'm saying? So any company that I create, I try to get a logo. So this is a logo that I created. When I started working for Joe, they want to pay you through an LLC, like it's corporate court. We're not necessarily staff. So the company was That Ish Media Group. So when I had That Ish Media Group, I created the logo for That Ish. And so when I started pushing the clothes, I kind of already had the logo. You get what I'm saying? And so I ain't had nothing to throw on the shit. I'm older. I don't really be liking a bunch of the loud shit. So the little T and the I logo just stuck with me. And I just ran with that. It wasn't.
That's dope.
I am. Can I add one thing that you just brought up about the LLC? Mm-hmm. So it's actually good that you put that out there, because a lot of people don't know that if your business entity has more years on it, more
more value.
Exactly.
Way.
So like, don't ever let your stuff lapse. And if it does, just pay to get it back.
To get it.
It's only $50 a year too.
Yeah, to get it reinstated.
Depends on your state.
Yeah.
But yeah, so don't let it lapse. We give business tips over here. 101, we have a session next week. Mm-hmm. So we're going to wrap.
This was fun. I had a good time.
Okay. Yo, appreciate you coming in. We had a blast. I think that you challenged all of us a little bit.
I didn't mean to.
Maybe not this side so much, but like.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I think I was standing on business over here.
I love how you gave them compliments. Whatever. You didn't say anything about my hair. You didn't tell me I was intelligent too.
I definitely did.
I'm waiting for you to tell the world. Okay, bye. Just bring it. Forget it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, Jada, you're crazy. We really do appreciate you coming. It's been great. You're always welcome. Y'all, make sure y'all check us out, Eight at the Table. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. But for you and your views and your comments, even though some of y'all are haters, we appreciate it and we love y'all. And tune in next time. We appreciate it.
You gonna argue with them if they disrespect?
Can we have some ending music?